rural news now. Maya Burry is with us. Kia ora, Maya. Now, the red meat industry welcoming the signing of this major trade deal.
Morena Susie, that's right. So as we've heard over the weekend, New Zealand and 14 other Asia Pacific countries, they signed this agreement creating the world's largest free trade bloc known as RCEP, and it's involved close to 8 years of talks. Beef and Lamb, it's saying the deal will create more streamlined trade rules around the region, so it's certainly happy with that. But its chief executive, Sam McIver, says it is disappointed that India did pull out of those negotiations last year. He says that given its forecast population growth and an expanding middle class, which is keen to access high-quality food, he says India presents major opportunities, and so he's hopeful it will eventually come on board.
Now back here, interest in locally made wool carpets on the up.
So over the past decade, wool carpets, they have struggled. They've lost ground to synthetics. Sales dropped from 80% of the market to only about 15% now. But manufacturer Godfrey Hirst says there are some positive signs appearing. Its general manager is Andre May, and he says an advertising push in early spring saw 30% growth in wool carpet sales, albeit off a very low base. But he says the firm is investing in more machinery. It's ramping up staff hours, and there's new carpet designs and colours.
What's happened post the COVID lockdowns is that obviously people aren't travelling, so they're spending more money on their homes. So we're seeing flooring expenditure grow in total, whether it be carpet or hard flooring, and obviously wool's a part of that. That growth is there from what I would call market forces. And then in addition to that, we are seeing a sentiment that people are looking to more sustainable fibres and more natural fibres, possibly more than they have historically.
And Andre May says interest is coming from large commercial purchases as well.
We're seeing it not only actually from sort of the government area, but also from group home builders, so private commercial entities who would build multiple dwellings as part of their business. We're seeing them now ask for ranges not only of synthetic products, but also for ranges in a kind of a good, better, best format for wool as well.
That's Andre May from Godfrey Hirst.
Now, you've got some detail on a significant court case for the pork industry.
So on Friday, the High Court ruled that the use of farrowing crates for pigs is unlawful, and it wants changes to the legislation. So these crates keep sows confined during the final months of their pregnancies and while suckling. But in its decision, the court said that the Agriculture Minister must consider new regulations phasing out the use of farrowing crates and mating stalls and also improve minimum standards. Now, this is being welcomed by animal rights groups, but the pork industry, it's disappointed. It says over half of pig farmers here are using these crates, and it says the judgment will have a significant impact. Meanwhile, the Ministry for Primary Industries says it'll look carefully at the decision before providing advice to ministers.
Now, from my own selfish perspective, this is a good news story. It looks to be an early start to the cherry season.
It's always a good sign that summer's close by, right? And so harvesting of cherries, apricots and peaches, it's just starting. Nectarines, they're underway too. Summer Fruit New Zealand's Chief Executive Richard Palmer says, despite the labour shortage, which does remain a huge challenge, he says there will be plenty of fruit to buy here.
So far for the season, not a great start in Marlborough. 80 mils of rain causing splitting of cherries for the first variety, so hopefully that's the rain out of the way. But with the conditions there and a bit of rain that we expect the season to crack on from here on. And in central, likewise, with the heat that's been had down there, some parts are well ahead. And I'm hearing people talk about being 10 days early. And certainly fruit volume is up. And thus far, conditions for size and quality looking pretty good.
That's Richard Palmer from Summer Fruit New Zealand, and that wraps up the rural news for this morning.
Thank you very much, Maya Burry there with the rural news there.